I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. President Trump has blasted air traffic controllers who called out of work during the shutdown, saying return to work immediately and intimating that they are not patriots. Is the president again giving clear signals of who he really is? Let's go through it. This was a social media post saying he was not happy with controllers who took time off. Quote, all air traffic controllers must get back to work, and in caps, now. Anyone who doesn't, he says, will be substantially docked. Note, they haven't gotten paid during the shutdown. Meanwhile, he called controllers who took no time off great patriots and said he would recommend giving them a $10,000 bonus. Now, he didn't say where the money would come from at a time when his administration has gone back to the Supreme Court attempting to withhold benefits from the SNAP program. He said any controllers who wanted to quit should not hesitate, but would receive no payment or severance of any kind and would quickly be replaced by true patriots. In fact, it takes years to train and certify new controllers, and even with that, there's not much interest because of the stress these men and women are under day after day. The Trump tirade tone differs from that of Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy, who on CNN the day before said about the controllers who felt they had to stay out.
We have controllers who, again, are making decisions to feed their families as opposed to come to towers or TRACONs or centers and do their jobs. And I want them to come to work. The problem is they're confronted with real economic problems.
And he says some problems really are pretty severe.
They're either taking jobs with Uber Eats or Lyft or whatever because they have bills to pay. Some of them are being evicted. Some of them have child care issues. They have to put gas in the car.
Duffy today said he would work with Congress to get those who worked through a bonus. Now, the timing of this Trump controller's tirade coincides with a dramatic slowdown in cancellations over the weekend and with holiday travel coming up. Also, with Congress seeming to make a little progress. Did the president get calls from friends who were inconvenienced over the weekend? Oh, speaking of friends, he has pardoned Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell, who acted illegally while trying to campaign for 2020 election overturn. Digression, sorry. Oh, by the way, former Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg has posted on social media that Trump wouldn't last 5 minutes as an air traffic controller. So it's another interesting picture today. Is the president correct in threatening to dock pay of controllers who haven't shown up during the shutdown? Is it right for him to give bonuses to those who have? Should he be intimating that those who've had to work second jobs are not patriots? What do you think caused this sudden tantrum just as things were starting to inch along in the Senate? Does he want the government to open up? The House might be forced to vote on the Epstein files. What makes sense? Email me if you like, ed@edbaxternews.com.